You're listening to Morning Report. Saudi Arabia says the attack on its oil facilities was unquestionably sponsored by Iran. Overnight, the Saudi Defense Ministry showed off what it says is wreckage of drones and cruise missiles that prove Iranian involvement. It said 18 drones and 7 cruise missiles were fired from a direction that ruled out Yemen as a source. Colonel Turki al-Maliki says the wreckage showed the attacks were launched from the north and were unquestionably sponsored by Iran.
This attack did not originate from Yemen, despite Iran's best effort to make it appear so. Their collaboration with their proxy in the region to create this false narrative is clear. Secondly, the attack was launched from the north and was unquestionably sponsored by Iran.
US President Donald Trump says he's ordered new sanctions on Iran. He tweeted, "I've just instructed the Secretary of the Treasury to substantially increase sanctions on the country of Iran!" President Trump has yet to definitively state that Iran was behind the attack on the Saudi Arabian oil facilities. But others in his administration have pinned blame on Tehran, which has denied involvement. Our correspondent in Washington is Jagruti Duve, who's with us now. Thank you for talking to us this morning. After initially saying a few days ago the US was locked and loaded, the retaliation, is it likely to stay merely economic?
Hello there. Yes, it's interesting, this ambiguity that President Trump is playing with here. He talks about the United States being locked and loaded, ready to respond. And these sanctions that he's announced today, he was asked about them by reporters as he was on the campaign trail. And he didn't elaborate further on the sanctions, but said we will know, he will give more information in the next 48 hours. And he was also at odds, really, the imposition of sanctions, at odds with some of the more hawkish members of his party and some of his supporters, such as Senator Lindsey Graham, who actually criticised the president on Twitter, saying that these measures are a sign of weakness, I quote, that he said in his tweet. And the president responded, saying, "No, Lindsay, it was a sign of strength that some people don't understand." And if you remember, one of those people who probably don't understand this was the former National Security Advisor, John Bolton, who left the administration, left his position last week, partly due to these tensions with the president on how to approach nations like Iran. The president doesn't really want an escalation, as many people think, because in the run-up to 2020, it's part of his campaign. He campaigned on getting troops out of conflict zones in the last time round, and it proved to be successful amongst his base. And this is what he's banking on again. So this ambiguity is very much at the core of the messaging. What he said at this press conference was that there are many options against Iran. He also said the ultimate option was available, which is an interesting, rather dramatic thing to say. But he reiterated that this was not an indication of war. So in the next 48 hours, we will see whether what these economic sanctions are and whether the military option is still on the table or not.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Jagruti Duve, speaking to us from Washington there.